This is a podcast from the BBC.
Here's Monday Scott Mills Daily Podcast. We're busting some more of them ghosts and my theory why you should not ghost someone if you've been to IKEA with them. There's a dung hauler on bangers and why Chris's watch is getting a lot of attention on Instagram. Where were you this weekend, Chris?
I had such a strange weekend. So I went to Portugal for something that I'm filming for BBC iPlayer. And I wasn't aware that I was going to Spain this weekend. I went to Spain. I just thought I was going to Portugal. And then we ended up in a car for 5 hours. And they're like, oh, yeah, we're actually heading towards Malaga. I was like, but that's in another country.
Well, when you left here on Friday, I was like, so where in Portugal is it? You're like, I don't know. And that stresses me out, that you don't even know, like, where you're going to be landing.
Yeah.
What's it for, then?
So I'm filming something ahead of the World Cup, which I guess we can talk about, like, later when it's done. But over the weekend, I was interviewing ex-Portuguese international goalkeeper Ricardo. Are you familiar with his work? So he's caused...
He's not Ronaldo.
He's not Ronaldo, no. Although, he's friends with Cristiano Ronaldo.
Right.
Or however you pronounce his name. Cristiano, okay. Ronaldo.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
So that's what I've been doing this weekend.
Right. I've decided that I've turned a corner with people who are at Coachella.
Okay.
And I don't really want to talk about it again. I used to really want to go, but I think I'm over it. Because it's just, well, it's just a lot of idiots there posting pictures on Instagram.
I'm not across what's going on. It's called Bayella now or
no,
something.
People call it Baychella because of Beyonce at the weekend. That can do one as well. Get in the sea. Oh, and put a little a picture of, like an emoji of a bee afterwards. Bay. Yeah, we get it. You've got a new boohoo dress. Show it off to everyone.
Yeah. So will the same thing happen? I've been told Eminem's performing at the festival, right?
Right.
So does it become Eminem and Ella?
I don't know. And then it's also on next weekend. I don't even know why I'm bothering talking about it because... Look, I can't work out whether it's because I'm really jealous and actually do really want to go.
Okay. But you're saying it's basic, as in the same way that it's called Baychella.
Quite basic. I want some mud. I want it to be raining. Like, some warm wee might be coming in my direction in a bottle.
Yeah, I hear you.
Can of dark fruit, you know what I mean? That's what a festival's about.
Scott Mills.
This is Radio 1. I heard Annie Mack play that last week, and she just sounded so full of joy to be playing that for the first time. That is Sigrid and High Five. We love Strangers. We love that also. What a great song. Perfect for the summer. Loving this new tune from Sigrid, says Will from Newbury. Absolute banger. Hello to Little Miss G in Norfolk. Loves that. She says, sun's out, hun's out. Listening to Scott and Chris on Radio 1 in the garden. Yeah, summer's on. I really like that Sigrid track.
Have
I
you
love
got
her.
Shorts on today?
No, not yet, but that'll be happening probably tomorrow. Yeah.
Fine.
Yeah. So I saw a picture of Sigrid at Coachella at the weekend. Said I wouldn't mention it again. Sorry, just have. In her caravan. Because she's an artist, you get a caravan.
Yeah.
And she literally was like popping her head out like, hello! And it said Sigrid on it. And she looked like she's having the absolute time of her life.
Yeah.
Such a talented child.
Yeah, child.
Right, I've got a theory about Sigrid. You know like how much we love her.
Mm.
I think she might actually be a child. Like a very talented child.
Well, we've never asked for ID.
No one has bothered to ask how old she is.
Do you think it's like a Mowgli situation, another talented child?
I think maybe. How old do you reckon Sigrid is?
16.
No.
16.
Eight. She's like one of those like amazing kids.
You think she's sub 10?
Right, I do. I think she's one of those like that appears.
That's incredible. What a theory.
One of those ones where Amanda Holden gets a little tear to her eye on Britain's Got Talent.
Scott Mills.
Nick in Ipswich says it's taps off today. Already in Ipswich. It's going to get hotter this week as well. Summer's on. Oh, Sigrid is 21. Yeah, that's what she's saying.
That's the age that you go to if you're not actually 21, don't you?
Well, it's also the age where you can legally drink in America.
That's what I mean.
Not that she'd be drinking because she's eight.
Yeah. Yeah, also, the picture of her leading out the caravan, the sign on the door does look like it's been made by
a child.
Yeah.
It does. Ariana Grande, an interview. Kevin Harris and Dua Lipa coming up. You know, at the weekend, you put a few pictures on Instagram of you in Portugal.
Oh, I knew you'd spot this.
And some people were Well, they weren't appreciating what was in the picture, but were instead focusing on your watch. Now, talk me through what happened there, because I've got some in the comments.
I've got a picture with ex-Portuguese international goalkeeper Ricardo.
Huge.
Who I used to hate. And so I've managed to get a picture with him.
Why do you hate him?
Well, because because Portugal put England out of the tournament on penalties and stuff like that. Anyway, I've got this picture with him. And no one's commenting on Ricardo. They're all talking about my watch.
Massive watch.
Mate, all that happened is it came undone. I'm getting abuse. Your watch is too big for you. All of this kind of stuff.
It's another jewellery fail. Like in that picture with Pink.
Oh, why do I bother?
Do you remember the picture with Pink when your little Nan necklace popped out of
your
roll neck?
What's the point of Instagram? What's the point?
Your watch looks a bit too big, mate.
So some of the comments.
You've got them voiced up.
Chris, sort that watch out, lad.
It's massive. You need to take a few links out of that, mate.
You should take a couple of links out of that, mate.
Shut up. It just came undone, that's all.
That shirt and watch combo is proper Mike Skinner.
That's actually a compliment for
you. But it ruins the picture. It's like Pink all over again. That picture's ruined because of a jewellery fail.
Classic English abroad. England shirt at the ready. Is that watch a Del Boy special?
Yeah, oh, good.
There's so many.
Thank you.
So many.
Oh, little boy's borrowed his daddy's watch.
Oh!
Well, I'm not going to bother with Instagram anymore. No. That's it.
Are you officially done?
Yeah, done.
It's weird. People just can't appreciate that there's you and an actual legend, a footballing legend in the photo.
Yeah.
And all you're getting is...
Oh, little boy's borrowed his daddy's watch.
Scott Mills.
People are disgusted you've paid £12.
I'm disgusted.
What is literally 4 strips of beef and 2 mushrooms. Where's
Rubbish.
The noodles, though?
Yeah, they've got me on a technicality there.
How? Where's the noodles?
Because it's under a stir-fry section, so I thought stir-fry would have noodles, and that's basically not it. Different rules.
Jamie says if you move to Solihull, you can get Chinese for a week for that, to make you feel better.
Listen, it's a poor lunch. Let's not dwell on it.
Meghan Trainor and No Excuses on BBC Radio 1. Chris is considering... I don't know whether I actually do it, but he's considering deleting Instagram after a photo of him went up at the weekend, and... At the very moment the picture was taken, the watch he was wearing came loose. And it does look looks like a Del Boy situation.
But why don't people just look at the picture and go, oh, actually, there's ex-Portuguese international goalkeeper Ricardo. Let's enjoy that.
No, instead it's...
Your watch looks a bit too big, mate. Chris, sort that watch out, lad.
Might want to take a few links out of that. It just come loose,
it's ruined the picture now.
It's so another jewellery fail on Instagram
everyone.
For you. But Claire, you're considering doing the same and getting rid of your account, are you?
I'm totally bruised today. I feel Chris's pain completely. I got friend ghosted on Instagram. My friend deleted my comment.
Right, so this is different to the ghosting with relationships, which we're going to do at 3:10. You've been friend ghosted. So talk me through exactly what happened on Instagram.
So my friend, who I'm really, really close to, he's just got a new girlfriend, and he put this post up about, like, the love of a good woman and all this. And I was like, oh, yeah, I'm feeling it for you, hon. So I just put 2 kisses, like, to say, like, you know. And I went back on about an hour later, and he deleted my kisses.
I can see what's happened here. He's got a new girlfriend. He's suddenly now no longer able to talk to you in the same way that he would before. Oh. I bet you don't get as many kisses and messages from him anymore. Am I right?
You're right. You're absolutely right. Oh. But I've got a feeling now, if this relationship goes wrong, Bobbin, classic Bobbin situation.
Right. Yeah. I reckon what's going to happen is they've had a conversation about you. That's my theory.
You think? I think.
And that's why he's had to delete the comment to avoid an argument.
Okay, I feel a bit better about that now.
Let me ask you a question. Have you ever been more than just friends?
Yeah.
We did have a snog one.
There we go, he's declared it. And now I can see exactly what's going on now.
Right.
It's over the top, but he will be deleting your comments.
But you are finding this quite offensive, aren't you?
I am finding it quite offensive, because he could have just, like, taken it offline and, like, just said, look, you know, Claire... probably need to, like, cool this one down a little bit.
All right,
so you've got 2 options. You either start sending messages going, knowing that, saying, like, all right, lover boy, or you have to go complete the other way and be like, hello, mate. Yes, mate.
Yes,
be
mate.
Good to see you, mate, if it's convenient for you, mate.
I think I'm going to go for the first option, actually.
Oh,
good luck, everyone.
Bye, Felicia.
BBC Radio 1, Scott Mills.
You know when you've got something in your head and you can't get rid of it, how do you actually do that? Because... there's been something in my head all weekend and it's not good.
Okay, well, will we want it in our heads before you say it?
You would have heard it a lot on Radio 1, that's what I'm saying. Okay. And it's to do with that song.
Oh, I think I know what you're going to say here.
I can't get rid of it.
You mean where it's like they made it into a Radio 1 jingle?
Because all I need is BBC 101. Literally in my head all weekend. And I don't know what to do. That's why I didn't play that version just then, because like I don't want to hear it. Oh, no, don't. Well done.
I know what you mean, though. When you get something in your head and you just can't get it out.
It won't go. Scott Mills. Hello, Liz. He says you need to sit quietly and concentrate for a few minutes and not play the song in your head. Well, good luck with that. It's on Radio 1 every 2 hours.
And also, it just sticks in your head all weekend. That's the problem. It's not a case of being quiet for a minute. You wake up the next morning, it's still there.
Right. Also, why are so many people saying, if you want to get something out of your head, you need to sing Happy Birthday to get a song out of your head?
I would say that is such a stupid suggestion, but it's like so many people are saying it that there must be something in it.
Now, what are the rules around Happy Birthday? We've had this before.
Oh, yeah. I don't think we're allowed to play it. It's one of these weird songs. I don't know who wrote it, Henry VIII or Paul McCartney or something, and it's for that reason we're not allowed to play it. It's something like that.
So, yeah, who wrote it? Like, I think you're allowed to play... Well, who did the original version?
Well, this is the problem.
Is it Henry VIII?
I think someone is claiming...
I heard it was Paul McCartney. If so, rich. I mean, he's already quite rich.
Alright, I'm just looking on Wikipedia.
I'm allowed to play this.
Are you?
Oh, I don't know. Am I going to get fined?
Imagine this is what ends you here.
I know. After all that, he just played Happy Birthday one Monday afternoon and that was it.
Apparently it was made by some American sisters, Patty and Mildred.
No real.
In 1893.
But what are the rules about playing it?
What did they sing before 1893 then?
I'm more concerned about if we're going to get a fine.
Yeah, but I don't know if we're going to get in trouble with that.
Right, well, I've heard the whole of the Happy Birthday song now and I've still got... All I need is BBC Radio 1. Well, it doesn't work.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
One of my friends just told me that, like, this is blowing my mind, the whole thing about Happy Birthday. One of my friends is saying that with classical music, the copyright is 100 years. So 100 years after the composer dies, and then you can play it.
So is that all music or just classical?
Well, classical, I guess.
What I'm saying is in 100 years from now, we won't have to pay Anne-Marie to...
It's like, yeah, you don't have to play Bach. Pay Bach now because...
Bangers.
Off. And then there's the whole guy, the boxing guy. I'm not even allowed to say
right,
that phrase,
now, be very
am I?
Careful here, because we... Yes, you're not allowed to say the phrase, which sounds similar to let's get ready to crumble.
Okay. Well, what actually happens if I say that?
Well, I think if you say it, because that's his thing, it's copyrighted.
How can you copy that? There's a whole song by PJ and Duncan about it.
Well, that's what I'm interested in. Have you never... Well, they must have paid some... money, I guess. But have you got anything copyrighted yourself?
No.
Any of your old, like from back in the day?
No.
If I was to say, all right, Treacle, you're not going to sue me.
Yeah, that's going to be £5. Do you really think I'd be here?
I could imagine you copywriting a phrase or two.
Never happened.
It's only Blue Friday.
I didn't have the forethought to do it, you know? BBC. BBC. Radio 1. 1. Scott Mills. I feel that we may have gone too far with this. That's not like us. Jordan North, I was listening to at the weekend, and he didn't actually know that we were going to do this. But do you remember last week on air, someone called him Gordon North, and it's kind of stuck with us. So maybe on Friday, what we did before we left the building is we changed all of his jingles in the Radio 1 system to Gordon North.
It's quite basic of us, but
it's really basic.
If we're going to do something, I like to think we do it properly.
And I was listening, obviously, because I knew this was going to happen. He had no idea. And, I mean, we did it well.
This is Newsbeat. We're back in an hour.
Cheers, Nick. Remember, he doesn't know this is about to happen.
Radio 1's greatest hits.
Party people.
Let's go.
My name is Gordon North.
Radio 1.
It's all in the proper voice and everything.
Gordon North. Yeah, we got them done properly. And sometimes they were built into the song.
Take that, rewind it back.
Radio 1's greatest hits.
Gordon North.
Oh, it's good.
Like, they're already sometimes put in between the songs.
Yeah, so he has no control.
No, so he'd just been sat there and be like, I just said Gordon again. How much? This is when he found out.
Hi, Az and Replay on BBC Radio 1's Greatest Hits. Do you know, I thought it was dying down. Obviously, loads of people have texted in today calling me Gordon and tweeted me, but I've ignored it because it has been doing my head in this week. Scott and Chris have got this thing going at the moment where they think it's funny to call me Gordon North because
quite funny.
On the show, a caller said to me, hi, Gordon, and it's just gone from there. And I thought it was dying down. And then I went into that song before and this happened.
One. Radio 1's Greatest Hits. With Gordon North.
It's relentless.
Not even funny. I can't believe they've done this.
The thing is, right, it was relentless. Like, that's what I mean. It was all the time.
Gordon North. Like, Radio 1's Greatest Hits.
All the way through the show was...
One. Radio 1's Greatest Hits. Yeah, this party's started. Gordon North.
Too far?
Yeah, I think too far. We have replaced them now. And Jordan, Gordon, we know... We know the score.
I forget which one it is.
You know, exactly. You know we love you.
BBC Radio 1, Scott Mills.
Hello, Johnny and Danielle from Manchester, travelling to London, listening to Radio 1, loving all the musics. They're going to the Harry Potter tour. It's really bad. I went to that once and obviously I've never seen it. So all the points of interest that the nice lady was showing me, I was like, oh, right, yeah, cool.
Yeah, did you have a butter beer?
Yeah, they were like, there's the butter beer. I was like, no idea. How bad is that?
You go then? Weird if you'd go to something like that without knowing anything about it.
Got invited...
Was it a date?
By Harry. It wasn't a date.
Potter?
No.
Well, what Harry?
That was I made that up.
Oh.
By the company. And they were like, here's the grand hall, and it was all dressed up. It was Christmas time, and I was like, I've never seen that in my life.
Yeah,
isn't that bad?
Really strange that you turned up to that, and the things that you don't turn up to that I invite you to. I just don't know what there was something extra going on there. I want to know what
this is. BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Oh, actually, yeah, it was a boyfriend at the time that was a fan.
Was it?
Yeah. That's a yeah.
Yeah, fine.
Right. When are we doing Tops Off? Because Chris is already involved in Welwyn Garden City. And what is this? What? It must be a balmy 14 degrees there at the moment. Put your top back on.
It's tops off when you declare it to be so, Scott, I reckon.
I'm getting the legs out tomorrow. Be warned, everyone.
Listen, tomorrow, if it's generally good around the UK, really shout about it, Scott, and let's make this thing happen.
Hello, Nathan.
Yes.
Will you be having no clothes on tomorrow or little?
No, I think I'm going to keep my clothes on tomorrow.
All right, then. Whereabouts are you?
I'm in Somerset.
Okay, and what are you doing today? Something to do with dung.
Flat-out farming, hauling dung today.
Hauling the dung?
Oh.
That's it?
Yeah.
On your tractor?
I am, yeah.
Young farmers, yeah. Is she going to the AGM?
Not this year, no.
Oh.
Too busy for that.
Oh,
Webber's kept us back this year.
You what?
The Webber's kept us back this year.
Oh, has it?
Yeah.
Oh, there's no one going to be there then.
Oh, got you. Well, no, I'm sure there will be.
Well, if the weather's kept them back, Chris, then there's not really anyone there.
Yeah. Okay. All right, Nathan, who do you normally pick on bangers?
I usually pick Chris on bangers.
Oh, right. Man.
Okay, well, this is what I've got for you, which you won't pick.
Do
you like it?
I do.
It's Mike Posner off of Taking It in Ibiza with his other song, Cooler Than Me. Not heard it for a while.
Yeah.
Quite summery.
Yeah, I'm going to offer up something nice and summery for you as well, Nathan. Oh, this is Friendly Fire's Jump in the Pool.
Ooh.
Good bangers tonight.
Yes. Okay. What are we going to go for?
Well, it's a fairly easy decision for me, I'm afraid. Mm-hmm. Usually I am a Chris man, but for today, I think I'm going to have to go with Scott.
You're a Scott man today. If I could write you a song to make you fall in love, I would
already have you up under my arm. One. Hi, I'm Ray Moss, detective, investigative journalist, truth seeker, and now a podcaster. If you have a mystery, I will solve it.
I think there's someone in the house. Please, Ray, help. within reason.
I think I've lost my keys.
Are they on the hook?
Yeah, there they are. Thanks, Ray.
In my first episode, I investigate the case of whether a BBC weatherman took his top off live on the weather in the 90s. Is there a cover-up? How high does this go? What's going on? Subscribe to Radio 1's Kench podcast to discover Ray Moss. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Getting loads of ghosty emails today. Send them in, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk if you've been ghosted. Or maybe I'd like to say for some ghosters as well, you know?
Yeah.
If you want
to admit
it. And also, it doesn't have to be relationships. A lot of friends can ghost as well, suddenly just disappear. Let me know about it. Send me the details, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. You don't think that was a deserved win today, do you?
No, I think that was a good song. It's good to hear. It's good when you pick one that, like, neither of us have heard for ages.
Mike Posner, cooler than me, puts me ahead on bangers.
Scott Mills.
It's Monday, and that's when we do Ghostbusters. If someone was in your life for a while, maybe even online, and now they're not, we can get to the bottom of why. If you've been ghosted, sometimes people just disappear.
Now, we've said in the past, Scott, that both me and you have been the ghosts as well. If we're really being honest about this situation, it's not the most evil thing you could do in the world, but it's heavily frowned upon.
Sometimes it's just easier.
Yeah. Well, that's the truth of it. And so we do have a certain amount of sympathy for the ghosts, unless it's not a very nice situation and someone's been made to feel bad from it, in which case we don't like it.
So what we do is we get you on, you tell us the details, and then we call the person that's ghosted you and ask why, because you've got so many questions floating around in your head. Hello, Brogan.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. Have you been a victim of a ghost?
Yeah, it was so depressing.
How long ago was this then?
So this is the end of January.
Okay.
Yes, a little while ago, but I feel like it's still winding me up.
Yeah. Right, so you had been on dates with this guy?
Oh, yeah, throughout the entire of January.
How many?
All of January?
I don't know, maybe about 8.
Oh, okay, so a lot, yeah.
Yeah, quite a lot. It was quite a lot, and it was, like, funny. We got to know each other just before New Year. Like, went on sort of a lunch date, which is scary in itself, because you think, oh, my God, it's, like, the middle of the day.
I know what you mean.
And then, like, I've got my tan on, you can see me.
Yeah, it's unflattering light in the day, isn't it?
I don't think dates should happen in the day.
Yeah.
Oh, no, it was my first experience of, like, lunchtime dating, and I was so nervous. But I had a really good time, and it was really nice. It carried on all of January. Okay. And we sort of had a little bit of banter about, oh, you know, it's just a January thing.
January sales.
What do you mean, banter?
I thought I was, like, playing it cool, and he sort of back and forth, like, yeah, it's just someone to keep you, you know, busy for January, you know, but go out on a few dates and things. I didn't think he was serious.
Oh, what, so like, did he warned you that he wanted a winter girlfriend?
It was like a joke. Like, I was joking as well, like, oh, yeah, you know, we won't get past January, you know, I'm not very good at dating and all this. But no, we had a really good time together, and he surprised me with, like, afternoon tea and all this, like, I don't know, really nice things. And I was like, okay, this is going somewhere.
He's done a Harry Styles there.
What's that? Yeah. Afternoon tea?
But no, that's what Styles used to do, just get a girlfriend for the winter. I poured him up on it before.
I think it's worse than having just a girlfriend for the winter. 1 month in January. Cos dry January as well. Mm. January can be quite rubbish.
Yours wasn't dry though, was it?
No.
No!
Okay, so when was the last time you heard from him?
End of January.
Right.
Literally about, like, we went for afternoon tea. He surprised me.
This is your thing, afternoon tea.
Afternoon tea was the last thing.
Yeah, that's the thing. Afternoon tea, apparently I'd mentioned in conversation at some point, because I was like, oh, I love a bit of afternoon tea with the girls. Right, who doesn't? And he was like, oh, yeah, you mentioned it once, so I thought I'd book it for you. I thought, that's lovely.
So afternoon tea was the finishing point. There was something happened on that. Or do you think he may have, it was like January, then a new girl for February, March?
Oh, maybe. Don't say that.
Well, I'm just saying.
Yeah, it could be like that. I don't know. He said all the right things, so.
How many messages did you send of, like, hello, before you gave up?
Do you know what, I didn't. Because I thought, no, I'm better than this.
Right. So, even better, you thought you'd come on the radio and call him out that way, yeah?
Yeah, why not?
if you didn't reply to any messages or like chase him, maybe he sent you a message that didn't send or something like that. There could be a very innocent explanation to this.
I don't know. On the old WhatsApp, you can see, haven't you? And it was one of them where it was like two or three texts after, and I think I said something stupid like I was in IKEA or whatever. He'd even said, oh, but you like eating meatballs and all this. I think, how random. I don't know.
You went to IKEA together?
Yeah, we did a little trip around IKEA together.
Well, that's a deal breaker for me. Like, what's he doing?
Do you think he's gone too far, Scott?
Right, you don't take someone to IKEA and then ghost them. You just don't. That's serious. That's serious stuff. Right, Brogan, I've got enough info, and we're going to call the man that ghosted you after this. Are you prepared for this?
No, I'm not actually, but why not? Go for it.
Okay. Right, wait there.
BBC Radio 1, Scott Mills.
Brogan's with us. Hey, Brogan.
Hello.
All of January, she was seeing this guy, had about 8 dates, and they even went to IKEA and had afternoon tea, and then he just vanished. I'm not happy with him.
Yeah, you seem to have taken this quite personally, actually. I think it was the IKEA thing that tipped you over. Because furniture shopping.
Right, that means to me that it's serious.
Unless, were you up to activities at that place?
What, in IKEA?
Mm. What do you mean?
I do wonder if people go there as sort of tourists because there's like loads of, well, there's loads of beds and...
No, you're not allowed to use them.
No?
No, like I
you
used
to... You sound like this is coming from experience.
Yeah, I know someone that used to work in one of those
in the
shops.
Swedish.
not in that shop, oh. But in one of the others.
Oh.
But yeah, you'd be surprised. People do try.
Yeah.
It's very much frowned upon. You're not allowed to use the toilets either because they don't work. So don't do that.
They look like a working toilet,
right.
But
people have and do, but you shouldn't.
Very quickly, Brogan, as well. When you did your afternoon tea, I assume it was in somewhere quite old?
It was in like quite a nice hotel.
Was
oh,
it?
Okay, fancy.
I just wonder if there was a kind of haunted connection to this ghost. Like, were you actually dating a ghost?
Right.
Which would be a massive curveball.
You're so weird today.
Because afternoon tea is...
Right. Okay, we've got the details. You just gave them to us, and we are now going to call him. Chris, would you take this today, please?
Delegating.
I can't bear it. Okay, right. So I've got all the details. We're going to call him, and we'll see if we can get some answers about what happened, all right?
Okay.
Why do I hate it when it rings?
Hello. I'm sorry, but the person...
Hello.
Ghosty voicemail.
Hello.
I always get her.
Hello.
Okay, Brogan, answer phone. We will try him again after this, all right?
Okay, no worries.
This is BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Alison from Shropshire says, I reckon this afternoon tea was a Groupon special. Nothing wrong with that. I love a voucher, I do. Although they have been quite beggy to me recently because I've not used them for a while. Do
yeah.
you get that?
Yeah.
We miss you. Come back. I always get those on a Monday as well, those emails. Mm. It's like, hi. Or the pizza ones. There's a pizza with your name on it right here. Do you know what I mean? When they're slightly begging.
Sometimes they can get really... But I also think just before the weekend as well, certain places get very beggy.
Yeah. Okay, so Brogan's on the line. She has been ghosted. We're trying to call the ghoul right now. Right, Brogan, this is the last time we'll try him, okay?
Okay. Hello, I'm sorry.
What does instant answer phone mean? To me, that means he switched it off or he's listening to a message or...
Yes, something. Well, he's doing... Something's changed in his situation. His phone has moved, so it's no longer got signal.
Mm.
I think you're right. He's probably turned it off.
Turn it off.
He knows we're on to him.
If you had had a chance to speak to him, what would you have said?
I don't know. I feel like I just want to be like, could you not just drop a message and be like, not feeling it? Or
yeah.
Just be upfront. Say what you got to say. I don't know.
So many questions.
Yeah.
Brogan, is there anything you didn't like about him? Be honest, you might as well.
I don't really know. I feel like he was quite nice.
Must have had something like not great there.
Probably thought he was really funny all the time, and I just sort of looked at him like, oh no, not really that funny.
Oh, right, so not funny, but thought he was hilarious.
No, yeah, they're a bit like try hard. I just think, okay,
yeah,
cool.
That's me. Try hard, yeah.
That's me.
It is. Yeah.
Oh, no, you're funny. You two are great, but he was not funny.
But we are try hard a bit.
I find it really.
What's the kind of thing he did that wasn't that funny? This is like some kind of memorial.
He was beautiful.
He was.
He did like a dab at the till once. He was paying for something, and I was just like, "What are you doing?"
He did a dab at the till, not in IKEA.
Yeah. No, it wasn't. It was like Debenhams or something like that.
That must have proper. Did that throw you? Did it like proper throw you?
No, I did not know what to do, and I was like, "What are you doing?" And this girl behind the till, and she looked at me, and I was like, "I don't even know him."
Scott does that.
You don't need him, hon.
Scott does that whenever he buys something. If we're in the pub or whatever, he goes over, pays for it. As soon as the card touches the reader thing, he does a little dab.
I don't do a dab, but I just go, yes, because
no, that is true.
Contactless still amazes me.
But at least you don't do the whole arm thing. Like, I really don't know what to do. It's empty, this place. I can't even hide.
Brogan, he did a dab in Debenhams.
I really know. I stood there just like, what are you doing?
It's quite. It's frustrating, this, because you just want a couple of answers, really. And I'm hoping that we can get these for you at some point, you know? I would have loved it if he picked up Scott.
Yeah.
I would have loved it.
He's really poppy as well. And that's what I think. I think that's what annoys me so much. Maybe that's what it is.
Okay.
I think calling him out on it a little bit would
why,
be funny.
Why were you getting with someone that you found cocky? Or is that the.
Well, just, I find that
girls like that sometimes.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like, confidence is good, but then there's a line.
There
like,
is a line, though, isn't there?
Yeah, and just I think he ran and jumped and dabbed at the other end.
Right.
That's why Muggy Mike gets loads of action, yeah. Doesn't he? The guy's an idiot.
I like that, Brogan, you're slowly just talking your way out of this anyway.
Yeah, I know.
Well, we can't get through to the ghost, so what else can we do, Scott?
Right, Brogan, if we hear anything, we will let you know.
Okay, thank you.
BBC Radio 1, Scott Mills.
That is a good idea, actually. Why don't, on dating apps, which we do talk a lot about on this show, why don't they have, like, a reviews and ratings system? So then you avoid being ghosted, maybe, because you get, like, I don't know, like, stars out of 5.
Yeah, but people are always going to be harsh if it doesn't work out.
Well, yeah.
It's rare it sort of is amicable.
Well, you can leave a comment. Just to warn people, like a review. This person was okay to go out with.
This is BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Back tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1. If you loved this podcast, write us a little review, would you? Thanks very much. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.